All right, it's Mini Views. You never know who's going to be on the station line or in studio. Yeah, and I got a good surprise for you guys. I'm on the phone lines with none other than Miss Anna Lee Prime. Good morning, Anna Lee. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing okay.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. We are huge fans of your music.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's just jump right into it. Can you give us some background details? Where do you hail from and how did you get into music? How did you get your start?
Okay, so I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. Trinidad.
Big up to Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, big up, man. So I hail from sort of country lifestyle, central Trinidad. Grew up in church, that type of thing. I started making music professionally probably in 2013. The government was offering an amazing certificate that I just could not pass up that would have allowed me at that time to finally see how to make music, because I was very, very interested. I really, really wanted to know how people take like instruments and then convert it into the computer. That was really interesting. So around that time is when I started professionally making, producing music and putting out music.
That is good. We don't often hear about artists who can produce their own music. So kudos to you. And not often do artists want to actually dive in and learn how to do these things themselves, you know? So that's really dope, especially for a woman. Now, when trying to describe your sound to others, it's always hard for me to just choose one adjective because you are incredibly unique. I've not heard anything like you in a while. But one thing for certain is how grounded you are. So talk to me about your sound and your style and some of your influences.
Well, I think my musical style is mostly because of my parents. Because I kind of grew up sheltered under kids. My siblings and I were shaped by music from our parents' time. And so we kind of eventually fell in love with anything that was older. Of course, having an appreciation for the new stuff as well, but just knowing the foundation of it. So my sound is a combination of reggae, calypso, folk, and soul. And I call it roots pop, because those genres are like root genres, and what it is I'm trying to do is to kind of modernize it or blend them together in a new version. So yeah, that's my song.
I love that. Roots pop. Look at you. I love, love, love that. Okay, so in these times, almost, if not all creatives and artists have had to find ways to work through and persevere when it comes to the pandemic. But where there is dark, there is light. Can you share with us one positive way that the pandemic has affected you?
So in my region, the more popular genre would be soca. And then probably dancehall, right? And so an artist such as myself, most of us don't even like usually expect radio play, or you know what I mean? Like we don't expect 100% support. So in this pandemic, because a lot of things were put on hold, people were at home kind of looking for representation of themselves. And so that actually helped my career. That actually gave people time to listen to my song and what it is I have to say. You know, Trinidad is usually a busy place, especially around carnival time. People don't really have the time to find new artists. So it definitely helped me by giving people that time to discover me and listen to the music.
That's beautiful, man. So outside of music, do you have any other passions? And what do you think the future holds for Anna Lee Prime?
I am deeply into art. I am actually the one who created the artwork for my music.
That is crazy. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's one of my bigger passions, actually. There's probably a little bit more mind taxing than music. So future of Anna Lee, I would just really like to expand, because I think for the first time in my career, I am very sure about what it is I'm creating and why I'm creating that. And for me now, it's just exposure and expanding and getting more and more people to hear the messages in my music. Yeah.
Okay, that is amazing. Well, Annalie, it's been an absolute honor and a pleasure speaking with you this morning. Your music is moving mountains. We are listening and we love you. And we are definitely looking forward to hearing more music from you.
For sure. Thank you so much.
As we always say here on the Island Vibes Morning Show, never you forget to big up yourself.
Yeah, man. Big up, Annalie.
Yes, big up, Annalie.